From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A ship that had been missing for more than 2 weeks has been found. French authorities say the Maltese flag vessel was located off the coast of Cape Verde. The ship was carrying more than a dozen Russian crew members when it lost contact with maritime officials as it passed through the English Channel. The disappearance touched off an intense search involving several countries. Lynette Squeaky Fromm, the would-be assassin of President Gerald Ford, had been released from federal prison after more than 30 years. Fromm was also a loyal follower to Charles Manson, who's serving a life sentence for the 1969 murders of actress Sharon Tate and eight others. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Squeaky Fromm met Charles Manson in Venice Beach in 1967 and quickly became a member of the so-called family. She was not implicated in the Tate-LaBianca murders, but she camped outside the trial in 69 and carved an X on her forehead in solidarity with the accused. 6 years later, in Sacramento's Capitol Park, Fromm raised a .45 semi-automatic handgun and tried to point it at President Gerald Ford. Secret Service agent Larry Boondorf saw her arm raise slowly, and he snatched the gun out of her hand. As she was taken away, Fromm could be heard saying on videotape, "It didn't go off." While the gun was loaded, Fromm told investigators she had purposely ejected the cartridge from the firing chamber before leaving her house, and indeed investigators found a .45 cartridge in her bathroom. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
President Obama is taking his campaign for health care overhaul on the road again today. He is in Montana for another town hall-style meeting, and he may encounter the kinds of angry protests that have cropped up at similar gatherings held by members of Congress this month. The latest economic data from the Department of Labor show the prices consumers pay for goods did not rise in July. The Consumer Price Index was unchanged from the month before, easing worries about inflation. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The government is pumping money into the financial system and doing all it can to stimulate the economy. And that makes some analysts worry that it might spark inflation. But not so far, which is good because it gives the Federal Reserve a free hand to keep up its economic rescue efforts. Nigel Galt is an economist at IHS Global Insights.
There's nothing happening there on the inflation front. We're not seeing any signs of the inflation that some people are worried about. So it gives the Fed time to gradually remove its stimulus rather than panic that inflation is just around the corner.
Also this week, economies in Europe showed signs of growth. Many analysts think the U.S. economy is starting to grow again, too. But sluggish retail sales were a reminder that the economic recovery will be painfully slow. Unemployment is likely to remain high through next year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 140 points at 92.58. This is NPR. The mournful whine of a lone bagpipe as thousands of people in Hyannis, Massachusetts, silently watch the funeral procession of Eunice Kennedy Shriver. The founder of the Special Olympics, who was widely credited with educating the masses about the intellectually disabled, died Tuesday at the age of 88. Final respects were also paid today to the fallen Navy pilot laid to rest in Jacksonville, Florida, 18 years after his plane was shot down over Iraq. Michael Scott Spiker's remains were found in Anbar Province last month. He was the first known American casualty of the 1991 Gulf War. Michael Vick, the NFL quarterback who served nearly 2 years in prison on dogfighting charges, met the media today as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Flanked by his new head coach, Andy Reid, and former Indianapolis Colts head coach turned personal advisor, Tony Dungy, Michael Vick said he was grateful for the second chance. Vick answered questions from reporters about his football skills, his contrition, and briefly touched on his plans to work with the Philadelphia community.
I figure if I can, you know, help more animals than I hurt, then, you know, I'm contributing, I'm doing my part.
The Humane Society is working with Vick to this end. He and the two coaches both acknowledge that not everyone, Philadelphian football fan or not, will be pleased with the decision to sign the man who was once the highest paid player in the game. But they all expressed belief that Vick still had contributions to make as a player and person. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Firefighters are still struggling with a blaze in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. It has grown to 2,800 acres. This is NPR.